Rock, paper, scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors. Since 2011, their creative destination planning agency has been organizing dream boutique weddings.
Why should a couple hire a wedding planner?
When we talk about a destination wedding, of course, it's all about...
They will design and produce the event of your dreams right from scratch. Trust and a custom design approach is their signature.
What about the photos they are sending to you about their setup?
We like receiving photos from our couples because this is the base, the structure, where we can create something that is new, though, and not a copy.
For us, it's a very... bespoke what we do. We have designed something specifically for one couple. Summer is fast approaching.
Every single question you have about the wedding industry will be answered here. I'm Antonis Papadakis, and this is the Wed Podcast. Welcome. If you do like us, share some love and press the subscribe button. Let's start. Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome, Paraskevi. Welcome, Elena.
Nice
Thank
to
you for
you.
Being
nice
here.
Nice to see you.
Anything regarding your brand reminds us the famous game, Rock, Paper, Scissors. How the name came up?
It was back in 2011 when I was starting thinking, first and foremost, my background is marketing. So I knew some rules, let's say, you know, before you name a business. So I was also expecting my daughter, that she's now 12 years old, and I was in my playful side, let's say. Also, I had in the back of my mind that it was very important the fact that it had to be a name that it would stick around for long and not just something that would define weddings wise, because it could be like any other type of events. Hence, rock, paper, scissors.
And it's very nice and playful. How is the feeling that we're working together? You with Paraskevi, Paraskevi with Elena.
Okay, I let Elena start first.
I was sure about this.
Well, working with Paraskevi for me is like one more playground. You know, she's like... I think we complement each other. You know, I'm the sugar to her coffee and vice versa. The business started in 2011 and we're together since 2014. It's like 10 years now. It's, you know, many people think that, you know, cooperation between women is not easy. But because we complement each other and we have absolute respect, and even when things are tough, you know, we have the same mindset, it makes it for me like very like a walk in the park.
Archivy.
Okay, the only thing I could add to what Elena just said is that as we complement each other, I admire Elena for some of her capacities. For example, she's very extroverted and I'm very introverted as a person. I'm more shy and a person that is more private, while Elena is much more social than me. And I think this is what I needed so I could also move forward with several things.
This is the first thing that we can understand about you.
Really? I hope you okay. wouldn't, but it's fine.
I tried.
I have accepted this.
Planning have a lot of stages. Which part of the wedding planning do you like most?
Okay, can I start
yes,
answering
sure.
this? Okay, so for me, my most favorite part is the designing, because, you know, the wedding planning mainly has two parts, the design and the organizing. I prefer the designing. And when I say design, I mean when we receive information and photos from the couple and create a mood board by using lines, textures and colors, of course. And then wait for their feedback. And I really love this this process. It's very exciting to me.
You, Elena?
For me, basically, you know, wedding planning and when you have people in front of you about getting married, especially since we are in the Wed Podcast, I mean, and we're not talking about corporate events, it's about the relationship. The relationships I get to make with the couples, the relationship I get to build within the years with the vendors, And this is what I enjoy the most. I mean, you know, when you know that you can pick up the phone, ask for a favor or ask something to be done differently because it's rock, paper, scissors and not any other company. Okay, this is what I enjoy the most. And then with our couples, you know, when their wedding's over and we get to text each other, you know, okay, we all have this nostalgia, you know, of the wedding planning. And too many brides, you know, they say afterwards, oh my God, I'm gonna miss those times, you know. We miss them too, actually. And thankfully, yes, with some couples, we get to keep like a relationship.
What's the most important thing about your job we don't know about?
Okay, probably you know, because you're also into our industry, but many people don't know that Santorini is not the only place in Greece for destination weddings.
In my opinion, you know, something that most people don't know is like, okay, when you have a wedding planning agency, actually, what you do is 95% of your time you plan and 5% you design. Of course, there are design agencies, some of our competitors, of course, that they're well known just for that. For us, when somebody wants to embark like this profession, he needs to be very acquainted with sales, negotiations, you know, sort of other skills as well. It's not just, you know, the design, the good things, the nice.
So let's imagine that you are talking directly to all the couples that are watching this episode. And the question is, why should a couple hire a wedding planner?
Okay. Can I answer first? Yes. Okay. So I think that when we talk about a destination wedding, of course, it's all about having fun and it's a very memorable experience for the couple and their guests as well. But at the same time, there are very complicated logistics. And for example, the accommodation, transportation, and in general, the hospitality of the guests. And this is mainly the part where a wedding planner is useful.
Yeah, basically when they ask us is this, I mean, they want somebody on the ground because most of the times they can't even visit. They won't visit before the wedding at all. So they want to make sure that there's somebody they trust, experienced enough to pull off their dreams. So if that's what they have in mind, most of our couples definitely don't feel that they can pull it off themselves, even if some venues say that, okay, you know, we have a wedding planner on the spot. If they want something more specific, more sophisticated, they have to turn to a wedding planner.
Let's talk a little bit about the struggles. Can you number the most difficult parts during a wedding day? I went with bullets.
For me, it's definitely, I mean, the weather conditions, especially last year. I had a wedding like with 8 Beaufort of wind. It was hell. And then the other day, it was like the whole venue flooded, even though we had tents, we had backup scenarios and everything. It was actually a weather phenomenon. It wasn't something normal, but still it was, I mean, I had the videographer calling me, photographer from the church, from the actual ceremony, telling me, thank you. This wedding. It was like,
where was
please,
that wedding?
Let's not work again.
Where was that wedding?
It was this last September. September. Where? Private house. The gallery at Island Art and Taste.
And it was which month?
September.
September. Okay. It's a big month for weddings.
Yeah, there's not right or wrong, you know, when you need to choose. I mean, when couples ask us, like, when is the best time so we get married, it's not easy to say. I mean, traditionally, last year's, we never said June is fine because it used to be a time that in June it was, like, raining, like, every other day. But, okay, we can't play gods here.
So you answer a little bit about the next question. What is happening behind the scenes? So you have multiple plans in this wedding. What else behind the scenes of wedding planning, but during the wedding day?
Yeah, it's the setup. Would you like to say something about the setup? Summer is fast approaching. Yeah, okay, depending on the venue, you know, the setup. is a struggle. I mean, if you're in venues in Athens, nearby your house, you even get to shower, you know, if you're lucky enough and the time plan is according to schedule. But then, you know, if you are like on a remote beach on an island with no electricity, no toilets, nothing like that, and you wait for the vendors to arrive, and you have, depending, you know, on how big the production is, you set up like the day before or 2 days before. So yeah, there are some struggles that I'm sure you can imagine.
Something different. On our first call with you, Elena, you told me that it's better to send you an email. Why is that?
Well, you know, the reason is basically because first and foremost, I wanted to take my time, you know, like exactly like our brides do. They want to take your time, inquire about you, stalk your Instagram, you know, website, YouTube, whatever, so you see exactly who I'm dealing with. And then, of course, take my time, you know, to also decide.
I thought it was easier to send you on Instagram. That's why I'm asking, why email?
Oh, why email? So to give you basically the chance to share any kind of file that you wanted to.
So this is the way you handle the communication also with the couples. You just have a lot of emails.
We have a lot of emails, but we have WhatsApp groups. And some brides insist on texting on Instagram, where we try to explain that this is for inspiration only.
In case you haven't done it already, please hit the subscribe button of our channel so that we keep growing. The more you help us grow, the more interesting professionals will be able to host. So subscribe today. Now I want to tell me a story about a wedding that didn't go as planned, but different wedding. Not the same one of the last September with before.
So if you want, I can tell you a story about the rain.
The weather is your friend.
Yes, this is the main factor that can turn all planning upside down, you know? I mean, when a couple think of their wedding in Greece, they think of a wedding that takes place somewhere outdoor, never indoor. So when we have the forecast for rain and we need to change everything last moment and convert an outdoor wedding to an indoor wedding, it's very sensitive to handle this in a psychological level with the client. Eventually, the event always go well, but in the meantime, before arriving there, there are very crucial moments of intensity that couples feel that they are devastated. And so we need to find solutions and handle this crisis.
So that was the wedding with rain.
Yes, usually it's the weather actually that can turn everything, you know, the other direction as the one that was initially planned.
Listen, many things can go wrong on the day and many things do go wrong on the day. But, you know, when you lean on your experience, you know, on your vendors, you can make things up. And most of the times, you know, no one can tell. But as Paraskevi said, yes, the weather is something that we can't play with. We can't predict. And definitely, you know, we can't always provide solutions.
And the Greek islands have a lot of different weather conditions.
It's usually
mostly
wind.
With wind. Yeah,
it's usually wind there.
Okay. Can you describe the client experience before the wedding, from the first email you get, till not the booking, but just a few days before the wedding day?
Okay, so you mean the first approach and
from the first approach?
Yes. Okay. So, mm-hmm.
How you make the communication that you have a good relationship with couples and trust you more?
So this is something that we develop day by day, and we use many forms of communication. It's not only the emails, it's also the WhatsApp messages and also phone calls, video calls, And of course, when they come visit us, so we get to meet them in person and spend time together here in Athens, seeing vendors together, setting up for them flower samplings, food tastings. And in general, you know, when we are together for 2 or 3 days and accomplish various tasks together here in Athens.
So you don't have a specific plan about the client experience?
We do. Listen, first and foremost, I mean, for us, it's clarity, you know, in the cooperation and being honest and sincere with them from the first minute. Okay, we do have a process where we share our quotes, you know, all the things normal that everybody does. Most of the couples, you know, they're very like, they find like those questions online, like questions to ask your wedding planner. And we always get asked like, how many times are we get to speak with you, you know, and things like that, where you can understand, they're very, very, anxious about it. And the reason is we tell them like, we do keep like a weekly communication, you know, with specific tasks. We do get to make calls, you know, but as long as we have a specific agenda to discuss on, not just, you know, okay, where are you? What's the weather like in New York? Things like that. We need to have an agenda. And then when a month before, when they arrive, those calls get to become weekly. So we make sure we have the progress we need before. Now, as Paraskevi said, yes, the relationship is built on those calls and when they get to visit Greece. But it has to do, you know, with chemistry. Not, you don't have chemistry with everyone, so we don't expect everyone to become best friends, of course. We don't feel pitiful or sorrow if they don't.
No, I think we become not best friends, but even if we don't have chemistry, I mean, we need to be in a very good relationship with them, into good terms, because otherwise our role become very difficult throughout the process.
We have the same problem, I can understand. So what about the photos they are sending to you for inspiration about the setup?
We like receiving photos from our couples because this is the base, the structure where we can create something that is new though and not a copy of the photo that they are sending us. So it's very important to put some extra details on the photo you receive and create something new from the old. It's not that easy as it seems sometimes, because this is where the creativity as a factor enters. And I think this is also our role to be somewhere in between. I mean, to find this fine line between the two, the vision of the couple, the photo that they chose, and also the final outcome that we should deliver them.
As I told you, I think that they want the same.
Not really. Plus, they can't get the same. I mean, all right, one part is us. We don't like to replicate things, even if it's a photo of ours. I mean, we don't like to do and give to a couple a specific wedding, because for us, it's a very bespoke what we do. We have designed something specifically for one couple. And even if they ask us to replicate, you know, we try to infuse some new ideas. So it gets to be different. Plus, you know, in the photos, if it's a photo coming from US, let's say, you know, we don't have the same vendors here. We don't have the same exact materials to recreate that. And also in the beginning, when you design like the wedding stationery and all stuff, that's different as well. So the final outcome, even if you have an inspiration photo, it's far off.
Yes, it's far off. And also sometimes, you know, we don't want to be the same either. I mean, even if the couple insists that they want, sometimes they send us photos from our previous weddings. And this is a big no to them, because we don't want to copy ourselves and create the same as we already did.
As I understand, that's the biggest problem you have.
We get bored easily.
No, I mean, in the time that they want the same wedding that you already did, because they like it.
Yes, we can keep some elements, but not do the same wedding as we did. It should be something different.
And as we said, when the client, you know, trusts you and you say, okay, this was good, like, but 2 years ago, and now look at this way, they trust you and they follow you, usually.
Nice. And congratulations.
It needs some sort of diplomacy, because you can't say no to them when they say, oh, I love this, I want to have these sort of flowers, I love these colors, and I love this furniture. You can't say no. You say yes, but then you slowly start to make small changes.
Okay. So now we're going to the question that the last guest write for you. How do you promote your brand? Is the question. Which tools do you use?
I think this is more Elena's field.
Okay, after 13 years, mouth to mouth is our number one. That's what we enjoy the most, because, you know, people that already had their weddings with us, you know, they refer. Also, we have like around 98, I think, real couple reviews on WeddingWire. And I don't know if you know that on WeddingWire, you can't delete, you can't erase. So even if it's a negative one, you can just reply and suck it up. So that's all. So 98 reviews, and out of those, only two are negative. And then I remember we had an amazing bride. You remember Elena? If she sees that. I said, you know, why did you choose us? She says, via WeddingWire. I said, yeah, but there we have a negative review as well. And her answer was, because of what you answered.
Okay. You remember your answer?
Oh, it's a long one. I I dare you go read that.
Okay, I will go find
all
it.
Answers to every negative review we got.
I think when you have some negative reviews, they also consider that more truthful rather than having just positive reviews.
Sure.
Yeah, but that's a very good percentage. I mean, two negative out of 98.
Of course.
We also do, of course, all sorts of social media like Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest is one of our very loved ones. And now we are trying slowly to engage more on TikTok.
How is it going?
TikTok is very fun, actually.
Yeah. It's very funny, and you can be less corporate there. This is what we find. This is why on Valentine's Day we had like some sort of funny
celebration.
Yeah,
yes.
Celebrations in the office. And also, yeah, okay, apart from TikTok, it's I think the website is very important. I mean, search engine optimization, you know, updating our website with new portfolio, and definitely some blog posts, you know, so try to somehow guide our couples on making decisions.
Thank you very much for your information.
We thank you.
Now it's your turn to write a question for the next one.
Another inspiring personal journey came to an end. Paraskevi and Elena, thank you for being part of this podcast. We hope you enjoyed this interview as much as we did. Subscribe and stay tuned for more.